Okay, so we are on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Is everybody up to date in terms of the break? Discussion was, right, how do we know that reading the Megillah falls in the second order and not the first order? Yeah? That's the discussion we're in the middle of. And so we said that we have part of the drash is from Bechol Shana Veshana. Right, every single year, the pasuk says that you read the Megillah every single year, and so that's part of the reason why we know that there is Megillah, that Megillah is only once. Right, in a year like the present year where there are two others, you only read Megillah in one of them. Right, and then we had the word Hashenis tell us which one of them you were going to read in. Otherwise, you might have thought you read it in both or in the first. Okay, very good. It's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, Haishin, that's my Avaya. Remember that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, in fact, says that you read, in the case where there are two others, you read the Megillah in which one, the first or the second? Very good, the first! So, what does he obviously doesn't understand the Hashenis as reading it in the second, because if he did understand it that way, that would make no sense. Right, so therefore, what does he say? Haishinis my Avaya, what does he do with this word in the Pasuk? Mi Baile, lift the Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda said, Dama Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Betchila Kavaua, Beshushan, Vasif Bechor Ilam Kuloi. In the beginning, they established, excuse me, the obligation of reading the Megillah in Shushan. The original Zakana was specifically for Shushan. Later on, they extended it to the entire Jewish world, right? So the idea is that it was a two-stage Takana, right? Hashenis refers to the second stage of the Takana, which is the one we find ourselves in today. Okay? Very good. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Another song from Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Shalchalem Esther Lachchamik. This Gemara is very, very famous. It has many, many implications for issues far beyond the issue specifically of Purim Megillah. I'll explain in a minute. Right? Shalchalem Esther Lachchamik. Esther sent Esther, and the intention here is the Megillah, not the person. Right? Sent word to the Chachamim, to the rabbis. Right? Kaveuni ledoros. I want to be celebrated every single year. Purim should be celebrated every single year. Shalchula. Kina at merereres aleinu levinu. No! We can't celebrate Purim every year. Why? Because if we do, then people are going to hate the Jews forever. We're celebrating a military victory over the Goyim. Right? They're going to be angry at us. They're going to hate us. No good. Shalchalem. Esther responded, "Kvar ksubani al divrei yomim l'malchi b'gai parash." I don't understand what you want from me, right? They've already written all this whole story down in their records, so they already know about it. What difference does it make if we celebrate it? Rav v'Rav Chanina v'Rav Yochanan v'Rav Chaviva masnu. Right, Rav and Rav Chanina and Rav Yochanan and Rav Chaviva all taught this. Right, Bechule said there's Ra'a Zeder Moed, Kol Ki Haizuga Chalufe, Rabbi Yochanan, or Ma'el Rabbi Yonasan, and in the entirety of Zeder Moed, when we have that group of people, and it includes Rabbi Yochanan, it's a mistake. It shouldn't be Rabbi Yochanan, it should be Rabbi Yonasan. Right, there's lots of cases in the Gemara of confusion between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan. Says the Gemara, this is one of them. If we tell you it's Rabbi Yochanan, just know it's not Rabbi Yochanan, it's actually Rabbi Yonasan. Right, Shalchalem, Esther Lachamim. Esther sent a word to the Chamim. Kazvuni Ladur. It's not enough that I want to be celebrated every single year. Right? I want to be part of the Tanakh. Yeah? I want Esther to be part of the Tanakh. Now, just sort of parenthetically, is it controversial or uncontroversial that Megillah Esther is part of the Tanakh? Do you have any evidence other than the Torah we are currently reading? Okay. I'm sorry? Okay, that's a reason why it would be controversial, but what proof is there that it is in fact what's controversial? Close. Okay, so there is a rule that any cloth of Tanakh is what's called metame esei adayim. If you touch the cloth, it makes your hands tame. Why? Because there was the Gemara in Shabbos. In the first parak says, it's one of the 18 zeros that were made when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel found themselves in the same place. And whoops, there were more based from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So quickly they passed 18 zeros. It was very machmir. So one of them is that the Kisvei HaKodesh Metame Nesei Adayim, that if you touch the Kisvei HaKodesh, if you touch the Seif Shvara Tanakh, they are Metame your hands. Why would that be necessary? Because what people used to do is they used to take their Truma, right? And they said, well, Truma is Kodesh and Tanakh is Kodesh. So let's wrap up our Truma in scrolls of Tanakh because they will put all the Kodesh stuff together. The problem was that, what is Truma? Sorry, who said that? Who said food? Good. Truma is food, and rats like to eat food, right? So the rats would get at the truma, and in the process they damaged the Sifrei Tanakh as well, right? So they made a zera that nobody should do this. How will they do? They said that the Sifrei Tanakh will be metame what they touch, whether your hands or truma, right? That way nobody will hide stuff in them. Okay. So there is. It's not so relevant nowadays, unless you eat bread.
Yeah, as I'm saying, like,
we do still pass in that way, and we still
walk and you touch it,
and we still pass into this day that you should not touch the text of a Tanakh. Like, you should not touch the side of cloth that has text on it. And that's why people use the yad, right? Because it can damage the cloth. Well, we pass in that because of this reason. Okay. Anyway, so there is a debate in Yadayim, right? Is Esther one of the scrolls? Metame Esei Adayim. Can you re'er? The debate is whether it is part of Tanakh. Okay. So it says, "Kasvuni l'doros." I want to be part of Tanakh. Shalchula. They said the same word. Haloi kasarti lecha shalishim shalishim veloi rivayim. So they responded with a pasuk from Mishle. I not right for you. Shalishim, right? Three times b'moyatzos with advice, vadas, and knowledge, right? So shalishim meaning shalishim three what? No, three. What does the three refer to there? Shalishim below rivim, three and not four. Right. Right, Torah, Nevi'im, and Tzuvim, right? Remember, Esther is after, right? And Esther is a little different. It wasn't written by a Navi, it wasn't... It's the right, so... Says... Until they found a pasuk in the Torah which said that we should have the Megillah as part of Tanakh. What was the pasuk? Ksoiv zoi zikaron v'sefer. The pasuk says, so write this as a zikaron, as a memory in the sefer, right? Where's that pasuk from? No? Who here is Balkor, right? No Valley Kriya? Shame, it's useful to have them around. Okay, Tov. So, Vayomer Adonai Hashem, so Zivs and only Sefer Resimbo as Neoshua, Kimachoi Emche as Zecher Amalek, Mitachas Hashamayim. Right? We just read this. Right? The pasuk says, write this as a memory in a book, then I will eradicate Amalek. Who was from Amalek? Very good. Haman was from Amalek. How do we know? Very good, and why does that mean that he's from Amalek? Very good, well, very well remembered. Right, for those who didn't hear, right, it says Haman Ha'agagi, the king of the last king of Amalek in the time of Shaul, before Shaul eradicated most, if not all, of Amalek, was Agag. Right, therefore, Haman was a descendant of Agag, meaning he was a descendant of Amalek. Okay? So, says, Ksoiv Zois Zikaron B'Sefer, right, a pasuk which is talking about the destruction of Amalek. Ksoiv Zois, write this. Ma Shekos of Khan or Mishnah Torah. What is written here, meaning the first four books of Torah and the Mishnah Torah. What's the Mishnah Torah? Which part of Torah is the Mishnah Torah? Dvarim. Mishnah Torah is Dvarim. The reason why Mishneh Torah means a repeat of the Torah. So Dvarim is a rehash of Torah, largely. Right, therefore... And it was said by Moshe instead of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's a slightly different status. There is no nafkamina to that whatsoever, but sometimes the Gemara does distinguish between them. Right? So, this and the Mishnah Torah and Dvarim, right? It says, Zikaroin ma shekatsu benevim. Right? Zikaroin comes to include what is written in the Nevi'im. Right? Besefer, in the Sefer, ma shekatsu. But Megillah, right? What is written in the Megillah? That comes to include the Megillah. There's Xavier's Akosta that we should write what's written in the Megillah. Kesanai, and we have and this is actually Machlokes Tanaim. Ksoiv Zois, right? Write this. Mashakasu Kan, Zikaroin, Mashakasu Mishnah Torah. What is written in the Zikaroin there means Mashakasu Mishnah Torah, but Sefer, Mashakasu Neviim. But Sefer means the Neviim. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, that's what Rabbi Yeshua thought. Rabbi Elazar Hamaydai Yomer, Rabbi Elazar Hamaydai said, Soiv Zois. Write this. Masha Kosov Khan over Mishnah. What is written here and in the Mishnah Torah in Dvarim Zikaroin, Masha Kosov Nivin, Zikaroin comes to include Masha Kosov Nivin, but Sefer Masha Kosov Megillah. What is written in the Megillah. Right, and like I said, the reason why the Megillah here is relevant is because the Megillah is really the final stage in the battle against the Molech that we know.
America was a weird thing.
Okay? Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. There's another. Oh, sorry. I promised to state the significance of this. Part of the reason why this Gemara is significant is it's actually a little bit of a personal story for me. Right? I took a class when I was in NYU called Introduction to Bible or something. Everybody had to take it. It's compulsory source. Right? Before you took any Bible classes, meaning Tanakh classes, you had to take this course. Right? And I took it with a man called Professor Yaakov Elman, Maru Harabi. And he had the ha'ara. He said, if somebody proves me wrong at any point during the course, then he gets an A. So he said that there is no evidence in Chazal that Chazal think that Anshik Nesakul were involved in setting the Sfarim HaTanach. So I pointed out that there's debate about which books are Metamei Sayadayim. Sounds like that. No, that might be a definition. That might be that not all Sfarim HaTanach are Metamei Sayadayim. Okay. So then I pointed out this Gemara and Megillah. So then he gave me an A. That... Right? In other words, this Gemara is very important because this Gemara shows that, at least in possession of Chazal, and we believe the possession of Chazal, right? Anshei Knesset Gdol were in charge of setting this Sfarim HaTanach. Right? There aren't that many proofs that that's the case, even though we have a clear Masorah that it's true. Right? This is a very good proof that that is in fact the case. Okay? Yeah? Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Esther Eina Metame Sayadayim. Very good, right? Esther is not Metame Sayadayim. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Esther, if you touch it, your hands are not Tame. Trume doesn't become Tame, etc. Right? Lemeimer, the Sara Shmuel, Esther, La, Beruah, Kodesh, Nemar. Does that mean that Esther, that Shmuel thinks that Esther wasn't written Beruah, Kodesh, that Esther is not holy? Amar Shmuel, Esther, Beruah, Kodesh, Nemar. Shmuel said the opposite, that Esther was written with Ruach Kodesh. Esther was not Nevuah, right? It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it to a Navi, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspired it. Right? It has the same level of other levels of, as other Sfarim in Ksuvim. Ne'emara likrois veloi ne'emara lichtoi. So the response was no. It was intended that Esther would be read. It was not intended that Esther would be It would be written. It was intended that Esther would be read, meaning it was be read apart from Purim, and for those purposes it was said Baruch Kodesh. It doesn't mean necessarily that it was intended to be added to Tanakh. It's not the same question. Right? We have a response from Baisa. Rabbi Meir Emir Koheles in a Metame Seyadayim. Koheles is not Metame Seyadayim. Koheles is another Sefer where there is a significant controversy if it should be part of Tanakh. Oh, parenthetically, by the way, there was a group that did not include Esther as part of Tanakh. I should mention, right, the Qumran group. Right, the Qumran group. The Dead Sea Scrolls don't have Esther as part of Tanakh. Right, this was controversial in the time of Baishin. Okay, Peseder. Rabbi Meir said Koheles is not Metame Seyadayim. Why would Koheles be problematic? Has anybody read it? Why is Koheles a problem? It's full of Kira. Right? Half the Sefer is downright heretical. The rest of the Sefer is not. Koheles is a story of a process. It's about a man who's like struggling. And Shlomo Melech was mamish struggling when he wrote it. And that's the reason why it's such a great Sefer. But having said that, this full of many comments which, if taken in isolation, are deeply problematic. And that's the obvious reason why Koheles would not be included in Tanakh. Yeah? Says Koheles, Einam and Thomas, and I'm Machloikis b'Shir HaShirim. And there's a Machloikis when it comes to Shir HaShirim. Why would Shir HaShirim not be included in Tanakh? I'm sorry?
Inappropriate.
Yeah, it has some fascinating moments in this. Okay. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi said Shir HaShirim Metame Esayadayim. Shir HaShirim, of course, is Metame Esayadayim. Shir HaShirim is part of Tanakh. Right, which is the way he passed it. Machlokes b'Koheles, and there's a disagreement when it comes to Koheles. So Rabbi Shimon said, Koheles mikul ibe shamayu mechomri beis hil. Koheles is one of the places where Beishamai were Meikel, meaning they said it wasn't Metame Yadayim, right? You don't become Tomei if you touch it. And Beis Hillel says it is part enough, and therefore you do become Tomei if you touch it. Aval Rus, Veshir Ashirim, Vester Vatapas Yadai. But Rus, Megillas Rus, and Shir Ashirim, and Esther are all Metame Yadayim.
What is wrong with Rus?
I don't think it's per se that there's something that's wrong with Rus. It's a question of, was it written in Ruach Kodesh? Right, no, by the way, there is a pattern here. What characterizes all four of those for him? I'm sorry? What do we refer to those four plus one more? Those four plus Efer, yeah, in other words, it's going through Megillahs. There's a question about the Megillahs, apparently. Right, the Megillahs are meant to be read on Chagim. Right, it's a minna going back all the way to Chazal to read the minna of Megillahs on Chagim. Right, Echa on Tisha B'Av, Rus on Shavuos. Excuse me. Shir Ashirim on Pesach, Koheles on Sukkot, and Esther on Purim. It is a very, very old minhag slash halacha. Right? The Gra actually felt you should say a bracha every single time you read the Megillah. You'll say that's a minhag in Yeshiva.
The only thing is to have a cloth not to make a bracha.
Yeah, cloth.
Really, for everything.
Yeah. They read all Megillahs and Haftarah from cloth. They read everything from cloth here. They pass them up Gra, you should read everything from cloth. But as a result, right? So this is very long standing minhag. There is apparently a question about these five svarim. Except for Eichah, as I mentioned, obviously, yeah? Right? But fine. Adam Gilos, part of Tanakh. Right? Who the Amar Rabbi Yeshua? He passed on like Rabbi Yeshua. Tanya, we have a brisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya Oimer. Koheles in a mentami seidan. Koheles, it does not make your hands tummy. Hipnei shechach masoy shel Shlomo. Why? Because philosophy. Shlomo was a very, very smart guy, and he wrote down his wisdom in Koheles. But that doesn't make it Kodesh. Right, he makes a very smart guy. Maybe it's worth reading, but it's not Kodesh. Right? That's the idea. Amro Lloyd, I said to him, V'chi bilvadam, v'chil zoi bilvadamar. Is that all that Shlomo said? Is that the only place where Shlomo wrote down his wisdom? What's the other place where Shlomo wrote down his wisdom? Very good. Right? V'haloi kvarneh marvayda ber shloshes alafim mashal. Very mer al toitzif al devarav. Right? Right? It said that Shlomo said 3,000 parables, Mishle. Right? Mishle is talking about Mishle. And it says, don't add anything to his words. So it says, my ve'omer. What does this pasuk mean? In other words, what does it add to this discussion? Why does it say ve'omer? It was just largely a neglected. Right? Vichitema Meimar, and if you were to say, right,
in America,
it says Vichitema Meimar, and if you were to say that, we're saying he doesn't actually don't say more than 3,000. But Tuva Amar, he said many. He said many, many more Mishalim. Shlomo had lots and lots of wisdom. The Bai Ichtoiv Vadai Bai Vdei Bai Loi Ichtoiv. It's saying that more than those 3,000 are not considered to be written by Ruach HaKodesh. Right? It was, he said 3,000, don't add more to that. Meaning, whatever other parables Shlomo Malachi said, although they might have been very wise, they are not read. They were not said Ruach HaKodesh, they were not meant to be Paras Tanach. Only the ones that he actually intended to be Paras Tanach should be included. Okay? Tashma, so that's why he said, Al Toysef, Al Devarav, don't add any more to this. And then Al Tosef Al Devarav is also possible initially. If that wasn't clear. Any questions? Right. Tanya, we have a brisa. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, Esther, Beruach HaKodesh, Ne'emar. Esther was said, Beruach HaKodesh, with Dusha, Ne'emar. It says, Vayomer Haman, Beliboy. Because it says, Haman said in his heart. Now remember, in the time of Tanakh, they thought that the heart, as the Ibn Ezra makes this point in a number of places, they thought that you think with your heart, not with your brain. Right? So it means he thought to himself. Does anybody know why that would be a clear proof that it was said by Ruach Kodesh?
I think you know what someone else is thinking.
Very good. Only Hashem can possibly know what Haman was thinking. Rabbi Kiva Meir, Rabbi Kiva said, Esther by Ruach Kodesh, Ne'emar, Esther was said by Ruach Kodesh. it was inspired by God, Shenemar, as it says. Vatehi Esther noiseis hein v'nei koreas. Same sort of proof. Esther was viewed as very gracious by all around her. Again, who could possibly know that unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told them? Rabbi Meir said, Esther beruach HaKadosh Nemar. Esther was inspired by God. Shenemar says, Vayivada dar la Mordechai. It says, Vayivada hadavar la Mordechai. The plot to kill Achashverosh by Big Tam Vatehresh, right, was told to Mordechai by who? Right, this is a clue that it was told by Hashem. Hashem told Mordechai. Right? Because that's why it doesn't bother telling us who it was. Rabbi Yossi ben Durmaskis Amar, Esther was Kodesh Ne'emar, Shene'emar, Uva Vizal Shle Shalchu Es Yadam. Right? Esther was said, Be Ruach HaKodesh. Right? That it was said with the Holy Spirit, because it says that they never took any loot from the people that they defeated. Why? The question, how would they know? Right, in Shushan, how would they know what they did all the way in Hodu or in Kush? Right, it's a long way away. The fact that they knew it and they were able to write that implies that they must have been told by God. Okay? Lost my place. Amar Shmuel said, I havai hasama ve'amina milsada adifa mikul shenemar kimu v'kibu kimu l'mayla masha kibu l'mata. Right. Shmuel said, if I was there, I would have said something even better than all of those proofs. I would have said a much better proof. Because the pasuk says, kimu v'kiblu ha-yehudim, right? That the Jews took established and took on themselves to celebrate these days of Purim. Right, that's what the pasuk says. Kimu lemaila, they established on high. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established what they had accepted on themselves below. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that should be halacha. Right? That's proof that it was inspired by God. Amarava lechulhu isli pircha lebar midishmut alisli pircha. Rava says, all of these you could respond to. They're not such good proofs. Right? In all these cases, you could have come up with a response. But Shmuel already, that's an impossible thing to respond to. Right? That's a really good proof. Okay. Parenthetically, does anybody know what else that pasuk is for? Kimu v'kiblu ha-yehudim. What else is it used for? Kimu aleihem ashikiblu kfar. The Gemara in Shabbos will go with the accuracy of the story. It says that when the Jews were at Har Sinai, kafa aleihem har kegigis. Kadosh Baruch Hu took Har Sinai and lifted it off the ground and placed it on the heads of Israel like a barrel, and said, if you accept upon yourselves the Torah, great, and if not, I'm going to bury you under this mountain right now. I'm going to drop it on your heads. Right? Says the Gemara immediately, Mikan Meida Rav Al Arayis. I don't understand. That means the Torah is not legitimate. We can say that we were forced to accept it. We didn't accept it willingly. So it says, no, hada kiblu wa bimeya purim shenemar kiblu v'kimu v'kiblu yehudim kimu masha kiblu far. Right? We re-accepted the Torah on ourselves in a time when there was no divine revelation, when there was nothing to force us. In the time of Purim, we re-accepted the Torah on ourselves. Okay?
So I once heard a
shir. The Tanakhuma has slightly different gears. It says that they had in the time of Esther, they accepted Torah Shabbat there. Time of Sinai, they weren't so willing to accept Torah Shabbat there. They only wanted Torah Shabbat itself. Whatever. Right, whatever is specifically the story there. But this pasuk is also used with regard to being accepting the Torah in general. They're related to this. Okay? But again, the perception is very strong that Esther is really part of the Torah. Okay. The Rabbi Eliezer Savarahu de loy have inish de chashiv le malcha kavase. The hai ki kamapish tuva the amara daite de nafshe ka'amar. So when it comes to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, remember, said, how could we possibly know what Haman was thinking? Right? Right? How could we know what Haman was thinking? So the point is, in this case, it says, right, what was it's obvious, right? Because he said, there's nobody who's more important to the king than me, right? And therefore, when he said, this person, you should remember, this is the case when the question that the king asked Haman was, what should we do for somebody who the king really wants to honor? So Haman says, he should wear your garments, and he should wear your crown, and he should ride your horse, and he should be taken all the way through Shushan, and people should go in front of him and cry out, this is what will be done for the person who the king wants to honor. Right? He'll be given the greatest of honor. Yeah? Obviously he was saying it about himself. What's the question? Imamish Pshutishal Mikra. He said, nobody, the king wouldn't want to honor anybody more than me, so I'll tell him how to give me a big honor. That's clearly what Haman was thinking. Right? De Rabbi Akiva. Right? What about Rabbi Akiva's proof? Dilma ke Rabbi Elazar de Amar melameh shekol echad ve'echad mid nidmesa loy ke'umasoy. So it said, he was the one who said everybody loved Esther the second he looked at her. They just thought, again, like what Rabbi Elazar said. What did Rabbi Elazar say? Everybody thought, right, that they thought that everybody would react basically like they did. But when they say that everybody loved Esther, what are they saying? They're saying, really, really Mordechai, when he read the Megillah, is saying, I loved Esther. I thought Esther looked wonderful. And everybody else clearly did as well. Right? We've all had that moment, no? It's obvious that everybody agrees, isn't it, right? By the way, you should know, and for future reference, it is obvious that everybody agrees with me. Yeah. Total fail. What about Rabbi Meir? Right? So Rabbi Meir said that Rabbi Meir was said by Yivadam at Mordechai Mordechai was told to Mordechai. Who told it? Obviously God. That's not even hard, right? Maybe he just agreed that we're with Big Dan Beteresh, with Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, who said that Big Dan Beteresh were both Tarshiim. What are Tarshiim? Talkers. You heard them talking about it. They weren't being quiet enough. Okay. Vehade Rabbi Yossi Bar Dormeskis. What about Rabbi Yossi Bar Dormeskis? Dilma Pristeke Shador. But that they didn't over. That how did they know that the Jews didn't take any of the loot? I'll tell you how. They sent the message and said, we didn't take any of the loot. How do you think they knew? Not such a good kasha, right? The Shmuel vaday leisei pircha. But Shmuel's proved that already. There's no possible way of responding to it. Yeah? Okay. Amar Ravina said, Hainu damrienshi. This is what people mean when they say, Tava chada pilpelta charifta mimalei tzane kare. This is what people mean when they say, one hot chili pepper is better than a ton of them that aren't so spicy. Right? A little bit of spice goes a long way. Right? Rav Yosef said, Mehacha, from here, Vayivi Yehudim. Right, these days of Purim will never leave the Jews. The Jews will always celebrate them. Again, how would you know that Jews will always celebrate them? Unless you have been told that by God. Nobody can know what will happen in the future. Right, Rav Nachman, Yitzchak said, Mehacha, Vezichram lo yasuf mizaram, and their memory will never leave their children. The Jews will always remember Purim. Again, similar idea. How can you predict the future? You must know that that's the case, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told you. Okay. Umatanis Lev Yonim, in the Mishnah. Tanei Rav Yosef. We have Rav Yosef taught. Umishloach Manois Ish Lereo. Shtei Manois Leish Echad. What's Mishloach Manois Ish Lereo? What does the Pasuk mean when it says sending gifts of food to your fellow? Two gifts of food to one person. Umatanis Lev Yonim. What's Matanis Lev Yonim? Shtei Matanois Leish Lereo. That's two gifts to two people, right? Shnei mishloach manos, right? Two food, manos is plural. Mishloach, sending two items of food, at least two, meaning a plural of food, a plurality of food, so at least two, right? To ish l'reil, to one person. Matanos le'evyonim, that's two gifts. Le'evyonim is also plural, so to two people, because the smallest possible plural is two. Everybody understands? Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Shadar Leila Rabbi Ushaya Atame But, you know what, we're out of time, so we will continue Please God tomorrow.